This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, taking over the big boy chair for the remainder of the afternoon. We have got a jam-packed show for you. Joining us in the next hour, we're going to have the investigative journalist Wayne Madsen joining us. He's going to break down his latest report detailing the Clinton Foundation donations and how, of course, they've been linked to State Department favors. Now, we don't really need anyone to spell this out for us. We know this is already happening, but thank you, Wayne Madsen. We're going to get into the details. We're also going to take a look at how George Soros is behind the Muslim takeover of the West. We'll also be speaking with political cartoonist Ben Garrison. I want to get his opinion on how censorship and this political correct culture is basically infiltrating every single corridor that we are seeing in our country. And, you know, he dares to go where no one else goes, talking about Hillary's health and how we're having to prop her up like Weekend at Bernie's. We're also going to get into the latest on reports that the U.S. is moving nukes closer to the Ukraine. Alex Jones has a special report giving us the latest details. Joe Biggs will also be joining me in studio to talk about Trump's epic speech. This is an epic speech that has the globalists shaking in their boots. They have no idea how to deal with a Trump who has now pivoted. He's come out and basically apologized for maybe offending anyone, but saying, look, I'm going to be honest. I'm an honest person. I'm not a politician. And that's what you're going to get with me is a president who is going to tell you the truth, tell you like it is. It might not always be pretty. And frankly, I would take that any day over a president who has been lying to us, laughing at us. He's very snarky and he calls out the press and is lecturing them. How dare you question me? I didn't pay a ransom for Americans for Iran. And then turns out, yes, indeed, he did pay a ransom. Trump was right on that. Once again, even though the press, who was being lectured by Obama, went after Donald Trump and telling him what a fool he was for daring to question His Holiness President Obama. And of course, now people are being led right to the slaughter again with Hillary Clinton, who has lied under oath, been caught lying under oath. She basically had FBI Director James Comey almost throwing up in his mouth while he was detailing all of her lies that she said under oath, and then had to kind of say at the end there, well, we're not going to go ahead and pursue charges against her. But now we are hoping that the GOP is going to be bold and pursue some perjury charges against Hillary Clinton. But, you know, I really appreciate where Donald Trump went with his speech. He's very positive, very inclusive, and I like this pivot. I like what he's done. And the press is going to try to, you know, label this as some sort of a shakeup or something. I think this is an incredibly positive switch up for his campaign. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at how much they agree with his ideology now that Donald Trump is working these positive angles. There's nothing the press is going to be able to do to spin his words. That's what they try to do, is sort of spiral everything out of control. That way, the media and Trump, he has to work on spiraling it back in the right direction. But you know what? I think he's going to destroy them at their own game. He's going to be a champion of the people. He is going to be put America first. That's what he said in his speech. You know, let our children be dreamers too. But we're going to have more on that coming up later in the show. But right after the break, you're going to be hearing a very special report from Alex Jones. He wants to give you the truth, because you're not going to hear it from the mainstream media. You're just going to hear the Pentagon denying the fact that the U.S. is moving nukes closer to the Ukraine. But we need to get the truth. And so Alex Jones is going to be giving us all of the latest details. It's no open propaganda channel here, folks. You're only going to get the truth. So we'll be right back. Stick around.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, do you realize now what you've done?
By year, what's going to happen, and they know we know. It's only you that they tell these fables, and you buy it and spread it to the citizens of your countries. And your people do not feel a sense of the impending danger. This is what worries me. How do you not understand that the world is being pulled in an irreversible direction? That is the problem. But they pretend like nothing's going on. I don't even know how to get through to you people anymore.
Putin will try to destabilize Ukraine, but the Ukrainians, the large majority of Ukrainians, are determined to be independent of Russia.
Well, then why are you interfering in our business? Don't meddle in our business. Sort out your own issues first. Mr. Trump declared that he is ready to restore full cooperative relations with Russia. What's so bad about that? We all welcome that. Do you not?
In recent years, we have seen a cacophony of geopolitical experts, historians, statisticians, statesmen come out and warn that the world is hurtling towards major military conflict between the United States and Russia, and that the climate that we see in the world today is very similar to what we saw before World War I and World War II. Vladimir Putin has come out multiple times in the last 6 months at press conferences and warned the world that the West, under the guise of missile defense systems, is moving offensive nuclear weapons up to the border with Russia. I study the facts. I know that 2 years ago, George Soros bragged on CNN that he had the major part with the State Department in overthrowing the elected government of Ukraine.
First on Ukraine, one of the things that many people recognized about you was that you, during the revolutions of 1989, funded a lot of dissident activity, civil society groups in Eastern Europe, in Poland, the Czech Republic. Are you doing similar things in Ukraine?
Well, I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
Now, in the eastern area of Ukraine that has always been part of Russia, the Crimea, it means the border in Russian, we have proxy armies of NATO battling Russian troops, and the Russian losses have been high. Just last week, Vladimir Putin came out in a press conference and pointed out that Kiev is launching basically asymmetrical attacks, or what he called terrorism. And whether you support Russia or Putin or don't, or whether you're just neutral, it should be a major news item here in the United States. Here's a segment of that news conference.
It is true that our special forces have foiled an attempt by a group of sabotage infiltrators belonging to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry's intelligence agency who were seeking to penetrate the Crimean territory. And in view of these events, it has become pointless to meet with the Ukraine's current authorities at the Normandy format. We have suffered losses as a result of this operation. We undoubtedly cannot turn a blind eye to the deaths of our servicemen. But I would also like to address our American and European partners. I think today it has become obvious for everyone that Kiev's current authorities are not seeking ways to solve problems through negotiations, but have turned to terrorism instead. This is a highly troubling development. There are no other reasons for conducting such actions other than to distract the Ukrainian people and divert their attention from the disastrous economic situation and the miserable conditions most of them are living in.
And here we are, 2 years after George Soros and the State Department brag that they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. And now as NATO and Western forces mass on the Russian border, and as Russia puts 40,000 troops on its border and goes on high alert, and as Putin says, no more detente, no more talk with Ukraine. You are attacking Russian citizens in your east. Zero coverage here in our media, unless there's stories saying that I'm a Russian agent or that InfoWars or Donald Trump have sold out to Putin. No, we've sold out to common sense and decency and not having a nuclear war. And I see the emails that come in the comments on InfoWars by a vocal minority saying that I'm a fearmonger because I'm concerned about global conflict. Yes, I'm concerned about the West funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over the Middle East and North Africa. I'm upset about our governments creating thousands of trillions of dollars of fake derivatives to buy up the world. I'm concerned about the Clinton Foundation taking money from third world dictators and Middle Eastern governments that oppress women and homosexuals. I'm concerned about the laissez-faire attitude of our elites. But I'm even more concerned about the general population. Because I've had people that I know personally say to me, Alex, we've been hearing about nuclear war since the 1960s. It's fear-mongering. It's never going to happen. And the New York Times makes jokes about fear porn. We have the power to destroy life on this planet many times over. We have Promethean fire that will either take us to the stars or turn this whole planet into a giant tombstone. I have three children. I study geopolitics. I'm involved in trying to build a better world. I want peace with Russia and China. I don't want war. And I see our very elites that tell us don't worry about war being the ones that gave nuclear reactors to North Korea so they could create atomic bombs, and who gave the missile secrets for ICBMs to China in the 1990s. The very people telling us don't worry about all this are the very ones that are pushing our world towards the brink of extinction, and not just for humanity. We've seen The Hague recently rule against the Chinese in the South China Sea. And we've seen China go into a very belligerent tone, threatening war with the world. Whether you support the communist Chinese or don't, I'm sitting here as an American patriot pointing out that we have aircraft carriers and fleets openly lined up against Chinese ships in the South China Sea in the last 2 months, with the People's Daily and the president of China saying war with the United States is imminent. And there's 1,000 times more news, literally, about some American athlete in South America at the Olympics who might have lied about being robbed. That's the big story, and not this. WorldNet Daily is reporting that $6+ trillion is missing from the Pentagon. The last time CBS News reported the day before 9/11 that $2 trillion was missing, you saw what happened. And that's just the beginning of what I'm talking about. The elite is all basically running to armored fortresses and redoubts in New Zealand. They're going underground. It's admitted. They're building huge walls from Hillary's palace to Zuckerberg's around their houses. They're acting like it's the end of the world while telling us, don't worry about it. It's a conspiracy theory if you even talk about Putin discussing nuclear war. These are crazy times to be alive. And I'm simply here ringing the alarm bell, saying we've gotten by without a nuclear war so far, and we're very close to one right now. Let's have a debate about this instead of whether or not somebody on the Olympic team lied about being assaulted. Let's force real issues out there in the open. I'm Alex Jones, asking all of you to think about the facts, to weigh the evidence, and to decide, is having 50,000 nuclear weapons on this planet safe? Is massing troops on the Russian border a good idea? Is funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda a good idea? The decision is up to all of us, and we should have a serious debate about it. The globalists don't want that debate to happen, but we're here to force that debate front and center, just like we've done about election fraud, just like we've done about GMO, just like we've done about our government funding ISIS on every front. InfoWars is the tip of the spear, because we have 28 million viewers and listeners, just like you, that are awake and who are involved. So, my friends, it's time to take action and to stop a new world war.
And there we have it, Alex Jones with the key intel. Now, we know we just cannot trust the establishment media to give us the facts of what's going on. They want to distract us with what color a swimmer's hair turned when it was there in the pool at the Olympics. Total propaganda channels, and just diverting our attention from the fact that if these nukes are put there on the border, a recent report warned that ISIS could steal the nukes in Turkey. This is absolutely insanity, but the establishment wants that boogeyman. We've got to have, you know, Russian boogeyman there so they can continue to control people and use that fear factor whenever they're needing it. Now, we are going to be speaking with Political activist, cartoonist Ben Garrison coming up right after the break. He's one of the few people out there who is working actively to take out Hillary Clinton and her health. You know, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it, but that's just one way. You can easily share these cartoons on Facebook, on Twitter. Get this information out there. All the breaking news is at Infowars.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets.
IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back to to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo here with you for the remainder of the show. Now, before the break, we heard a really hard-hitting report from Alex Jones. This is the kind of truthful information that you're going to get here. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And we are able to bring you those hard-hitting reports, bringing you in the big guests who dare to go against that mainstream narrative. We're able to do that because of the support of our listeners. And, you know, just like we're bringing you high-quality information, we're also bringing you high-quality products. So, of course, right now we have Living Defense on sale, 20% off. Now, Living Defense has been sold out for months, so we've got it back in stock for a limited time. So this is the time to secure your bottle at this discounted price. We're going to completely run out of it again. You can start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. You can just read some of the great reviews that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. You can see what Living Defense is already doing for listeners like you. So what Living Defense does is it uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. So that's Living Defense. You can get it right now for a limited time, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Get it today while supplies last, because I'm telling you, we're going to sell out. This is another one of our high-quality products. Have a lot of great reviews. It's our, 4.8 stars from our reviews on this high-quality product. Now, we're going to shift gears and go to our guest. This is Ben Garrison. He is a political activist, cartoonist. He's a commercial artist, fine artist, and a libertarian cartoonist. Now, he says he was very angry after the 2008 banker bailout, so he decided to draw protest cartoons in his spare time. He began by drawing anti-Federal Reserve and pro-Ron Paul cartoons. You've seen his work. He has very iconic anti-New World Order artwork. But now it seems like, Mr. Garrison, you're dead set on taking out Hillary Clinton. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, normally, I'd be drawing a lot more anti-Federal Reserve cartoons, anti-big government, anti-forced vaccination, and things such as that. But right now, it's imperative that we keep this creature from returning to the White House, because if she gets it back in there now, I mean, who knows what kind of junk she'll pull on the American people. I mean, she could end up doing some stuff that would make Hitler and Stalin blush.
Right. And, you know, there's kind of a tenet in journalism when you're chasing a story. If everybody zigs, you zag. And so it appears like that's exactly what you're doing with your artwork, because a lot of people would probably go after what they perceive as the low-hanging fruit, which would be Donald Trump. And we're seeing a lot of this artwork making fun of him. Oh, he's naked statues are being put up in New York and things like that. But you're going after the topics that the media doesn't want to talk about. Hillary's health, how the election was rigged. Let's first just get into one of your latest cartoons, Weekend at Hillary's, where you're basically showing how she is having to be propped up and dragged into this election.
Well, this cartoon is factual. It's not that much of an exaggeration. I mean, we've already seen it with our own eyes. And some people or some doctors out there are even starting to say that she has the early onset of dementia. Well, we've known for a long time that she's already had severe dementia when it comes to ethics. She's got ethics dementia. So I drew this cartoon to illustrate that. That's more of an illustration rather than just fact to me. I mean, just look at her. She can hardly go up the stairs, and she's
got to be propped up on pillows. She's got her stool.
Right. So now she's taking the weekend off. She's taking the weekend off, and Obama's golfing while Trump is going down to Louisiana to help out the flood victims. What does that tell you?
Exactly. And in fact, they've even said that they don't really want President Obama coming to visit them in Louisiana just yet, because he takes so much preparation. He would take all of the police that are there trying to help the families in need. They would have to go protect him. So they're like, don't even come. We don't need you right now. And I love how with this cartoon, the points that you're making is that Hillary, without the DNC, without the mainstream media, without all of her handlers, her presidential run would have expired.
It should have expired. She's unfit in so many ways, multidimensional ways. She's not fit physically. She's not fit of course, when you look at her track record, it's been a series of disasters, and she's not fit ethically. She has a long, long history of bamboozling and tricking the American public.
Yeah, you're never going to run out.
Well, what she is, she's a criminal, and she everything she does, she leaves a trail of scandal and ethics violations, and it's just
you're never going to run out of material when it comes to Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back with our guest, Ben Garrison.
On the run, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We have been speaking with Ben Garrison. Ben Garrison is a political cartoonist. His website is grrrgraphics.com. That's grrrgraphics.com. Now, Ben, I wanted to kind of get your take as a libertarian cartoonist who now says you're actively working to make sure Hillary does not get her monstrous hands on the White House. What do you think about the never-Trumpers who would rather have someone like Hillary Clinton, who is completely opposite of their supposed conservative ideals, they'd rather have her give her four more years to wreck this country than get Trump in?
This is something that I've been trying to discuss with my few remaining liberal friends. I've had three separate liberal friends write me and say, I don't like Hillary. You're right. We know she's a liar. She's a good liar. But I have to vote for her because Trump is a loose cannon. They all said the exact same thing. Trump is a loose cannon. And so my retort was, well, don't we need a loose cannon when the corruption is becoming so obvious? It's like on display and in your face. It's time for a loose cannon to get up there and try to blow out all the garbage that's been deposited in the White House and on Capitol Hill for so many years. And so that's what I tell them, but they still insist that she's got experience. I said, well, she's an experienced criminal. And look at the disastrous record she had as Secretary of State. Look at all the, even as a senator, she managed to get into trouble and was censored by the Senate. So to me, the obvious choice is Trump. Now, is Trump a perfect candidate? Of course he's not. Ron Paul was a perfect candidate. But Trump, actually, I believe he sincerely cares about America, and he really does want to make it great again. Whereas Hillary will get in there and continue the cronyism and pocket-filling of her corrupt buddies. That's what she's going to do. I mean, do you think the leopard's going to change her spots when she gets into the White House? No, she's going to be even more emboldened. And that's why we got to keep her out of there.
No,
that's why I'm going to continue to draw the cartoons to try to sway a few minds. Now, when I drew that Brexit cartoon, to my surprise, I had an avalanche of people writing me, mostly from England, and they said that that cartoon influenced them, and it's like I broke a logjam. They were actually able to start talking about how they objected to the EU abuses as well as forced immigration by Muslims. And so my cartoon sort of triggered that conversation. Whereas before, they were afraid that they'd be called racist. They're afraid that they'd be say, well, I'm a hater. But when I drew that cartoon, it showed up everywhere in Europe. And I'm still selling a lot of prints today. It's like, that's what a cartoon should do. That's what a successful cartoon should do. It should sway minds and at least, the very least, generate debate. And so I consider that cartoon is my most successful cartoon of the year.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, just like I was saying earlier, these are the things that people need to be sharing on Facebook, on Twitter, are these political cartoons and these memes. They're so powerful. It's so easy to just hit send or, you know, a retweet or something like that to really get this message out there, to let people know that it's okay to ask, what the heck is wrong with Hillary? Why does she seem so unhealthy? Why does she have to take days off from her speeches? Why does she need stools to prop her up because she can't even stand? She's trying to get the debates to be a sit-down debate just so people won't see how weak she is on her feet. Does this frighten you at all that we have such a powerful media protecting her and you're kind of working at this with cartoons?
Well, I try to watch all sides of the media. I mean, I even watched a lot of CNN during the primaries, and it's just disgusting how the media is supposed to be a watchdog, but now they're attack dogs for Hillary. And if I give you an example, with one 15-minute segment on CNN, I heard them call Hillary historic at least a dozen times. At the same time, they kept calling Trump divisive. So it's really a form of brainwashing. They're hoping people are so stupid that they could play this Jedi mind trick on them, you know, and suddenly they're going to vote for Hillary despite all the obvious crimes and corruption that trail behind her. And so this is what's so important about alternative media. And increasingly, a lot of young people, they're not tuning into these major mainstream media channels. They're going to get their news from alternative media where they can actually find some truth and some actual investigative journalism, which isn't happening on the mainstream media. They're just carrying the ball for the New World Order installments. The selections. It's not really an election. It's a selection as far as the Democrats go. Look how rigged it was. I mean, look how they stole it from Bernie Sanders. I heard that he may have probably even won in California, but they rigged the election, the primary rules, so that the superdelegates have the final say, and thus they strip away the voice of the people. Now, in this cartoon that you're showing here, My older brother actually supported Bernie and actually sent him some money. And my older brother is featured on the upper right, and so I included him in there. And this has to be the biggest political backstabbing in history, the way he suddenly went with her. And there's something I know behind the scenes that took place, whether they roughed up Bernie or they threatened his family. They did something for him to do that because he was well known as a man of integrity. Then suddenly he's going for Hillary. And then, you know, if you saw him during the DNC too, he did not look happy. And this cartoon here, I was hoping there would be a lot more outrage against Hillary for the fact that the whole thing was rigged. And there was a lot of outrage. A lot of Bernie supporters wouldn't go to conventions. So what did Hillary do? She puts an ad on Craigslist for actors to show up and fill seats. So it's all such a cynical ruse on her part, and yet she still expects to be president. So I want to try to help wake people up and say, look, don't fall for her Jedi mind trick. You don't want to vote for her just because she's a woman. You know, I'm all for having a female president, but it just can't be her because she is not on the side of women. Just look for the fact that she accepted $25 million from Saudi Arabia and look how they treat women there.
Well, that just proves that she's liberal and loving and she's for women.
Well, she's not. And she's not really. She claims she's a progressive, sure. But what happens when she gets into the White House? You know, all of her campaign promises will end up just being what they are, empty. So she's really carrying on Barack Obama's administration. She's really kind of a neocon. That's why many of the Republican neocons would rather vote for Hillary than Trump.
Yeah, exactly, because they know what they're going to get with Hillary Clinton. She is going to be the final nail in the coffin here for the West, and they're afraid of Trump. They say, you know, he is a loose cannon. Well, how can someone be so successful in business, have such a well-rounded family, no one's had any major scandals? This isn't someone who is a loose cannon. He's someone who obviously has a lot of experience in making difficult decisions, employing hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands, you know, I'm not sure, but he's a jobs creator, and he speaks his mind, he speaks the truth, and then here we have a president, a current president, who's been caught in lie after lie, and then someone else they're trying to roll in who has been caught in lie after lie. So, you know, it's you're really up against a major machine with the pushback.
Well, that machine kept abusing, I'm talking about the Republican establishment this time, but they kept abusing the Republican supporters. So they wanted change. We wanted to get the Tea Party in there. And what happened? They totally discredited the Tea Party. They started calling them tea baggers. They showed them with gross disrespect. And people were angry that their voice was being stripped away. So here Trump comes along, and they can't understand why everybody wants Trump. Well, because they don't want the same old Republican establishment pulling the strings. So here we have Trump, who actually wants to help America first rather than the globalists first. He wants to build a wall. He wants to have some tariffs, NTPP, and he's thinking about America and its greatness and its prosperity of the people. I mean, look, the 1/10 of 1% has more wealth than the bottom 90% in America. And Trump wants to bring back some jobs to the people, and that includes bringing jobs to African Americans. I'm surprised more blacks aren't supporting Trump, because it seems like every time they try to get a Democrat in there to help them, they get kicked in the teeth. So I'm hoping that Trump will have more Hispanic and African American support as well.
Yeah, and I think the tide is really turning on that as well, because with all of this unrest that we're seeing across the country, they're starting to recognize that this is happening in these cities that have been run by Democrats for decades, and they're starting to understand that it's not just your average white person out in the suburbs that is holding them down. It is the policies that have been put in place, these Democratic progressive policies that are stopping them from moving forward. You know, what happened? We were really seeing a rising middle class within the African American community, minority communities, and then all of a sudden that completely changed. I mean, it's hard for anyone to make it into the middle class nowadays, but I think that the tide is really turning with that narrative they're starting to recognize that it's the policies that are the problem. So do you see yourself addressing that within your cartoons to kind of talk specifically to, say, the African-American community in particular?
I'd like to, but it's the overall the overall picture is this, and one of the reasons I like Trump is he also said he wanted to audit the Federal Reserve, and I think that's critical.
Yes.
Because that is the heart of darkness in this country. We have a dysfunctional, immoral money supply, and until we can get, once we get the audit, then we can get on the road to ending the Fed. And it's my hope that Trump will end up being like an Andrew Jackson figure. Now, he was also a populist, and the establishment really despised him. But once he got in there, it took him two terms, but he got rid of the central bankers. Who knows? Maybe Trump can do the same, because we need a total money revolution, so to speak. We need a debt jubilee. I mean, look at all the kids who are like over $1 trillion in college debt. We have to do something to address that problem, because we got the national debt up to almost $20 trillion. How long could that keep going? What's happening is like it's making a tiny elite, crony elite. It's not capitalism, it's crony capitalism. They're getting far richer while all the other Americans are continuing to get poorer. So I like to see Trump go in there and at least have an auditor of the Federal Reserve. And he said he was open to that idea, so we'll see.
Absolutely. And so obviously auditing the Fed is very important. What else do you see as some key issues that people really should be focusing on, what they really should be asking of Hillary Clinton if and when she ever decides to give a press conference?
I would like to see her. Well, it doesn't matter what they ask her, because she's just going to answer with empty platitudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is arranged. She's probably not going to have one unless she has control. She has to have control of the questions. She doesn't like to be surprised. But if they could ask her some questions, it should be about foreign policy and what she plans to do. I wish we could get a president like Ron Paul that could just get us out of all the wars in the Middle East. And I hope Trump could do some of that. But Hillary's far more dangerous because she's a warmonger. She loves war. She had murdered Gaddafi, and you know the gold. She's far more dangerous than Trump. And Trump has even said that he would be willing to talk to Putin, whereas Hillary's going to be setting up no fly zones over Syria and provoking World War III. Why? Because she enjoys it. I think she enjoys killing people. I mean, look at, she's the one who pushed the button on Waco and had that disaster. She might have been somebody behind Oklahoma City. Just look at the DNC guy who got shot in the back of the head. I mean, I personally think she's a murderer. We don't want a murderer like that in the White House, because then she could turn into a mass murderer.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what a lot of people say. Well, she has experience. And like you point out, she has experience in killing people. She has experience in lying to people. She has experience in working the media and getting them to do her bidding and cover up for her. She has experience going in and destabilizing countries. What do you think about the fact that they are really, once again, propping up Russia to be the boogeyman?
Well, we already saw that, how they went into Ukraine and stole the gold. It's globalists want control. They don't want anybody to have their own system of money, and now Russia is standing in their way. Now, I'm not a big fan of Putin. He's a strong man and a dictator, but Trump is much more willing to talk with him and avoid war, whereas Hillary, I don't know what she's going to end up doing, but do we really want somebody who's got the onset of dementia with her finger on the button? They say Trump is the loose cannon and the dangerous person and dark. Well, Hillary she's the one who's dark, and she's the one who can't be trusted with the nuclear football, that's for sure. I mean, who knows? Once her health starts to fade, I don't know. I don't really understand why the globalists even have her installed in the first place if they knew that she has these ongoing health issues. That's one thing I haven't been able to figure out yet. Maybe Alex could figure that out.
Right. If she gets in there, she's going to have to implement the New World Order plans ASAP because who knows how long she'll be around. And it's funny how they kind of come after Trump. How dare he want to open up the lines of communication with Putin? Meanwhile, we have President Obama opening up the lines of communication with Iran and basically setting up them up to have a nuclear power.
And then lying to our faces, saying it wasn't ransom. And then a week later, we find out, yes, it was ransom. And that's an extremely bad precedent to send to other countries. Hillary also is going to come after the guns. And if you've watched her during the primaries, she's always talking about guns doing this and guns doing that. It's almost like the guns somehow magically get themselves out of the gun safe, go out and kill people. And so we have to go after those guns. She is going to be a lot more hardcore about coming after our guns than Obama was. Obama tried a lot of subtleties that didn't work, but Hillary's going to be far more ruthless because she always gets away with everything, and that just encourages her to do worse things.
Right, and we know that she's going to tug on America's heartstrings with the gun grabbing, just like we saw in Venezuela when they first had their gun roundup just a few years ago, and it was all about, you know, we want to be a peaceful society. Really, it's because they saw the writing on the wall. They knew that they were going to be in these dire straits, and they didn't want an armed, angry, starving populace. And here again, they're doing another gun roundup in Venezuela. So we know that that's going to be something that's happening here as well. My guest is Ben Garrison, and that's grrrgraphics.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Leanne McAdoo. We have been speaking with Ben Garrison, political cartoonist. So important to support independent artists out there who are exposing the globalists, bringing you the truth in whatever way that may be. That's why it's also very important to support independent filmmakers out there who are doing the same thing, exposing the globalists. We've got the new Armageddon film by Mike Norris and Gary Haven. It's now being sold exclusively at the InfoWars store. I know a lot of people out there saying, where can we get this film? We want to see it. We want to show our friends. You can get it exclusively at the InfoWars store. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, and Gary Haven. This film exposes the New World Order takeover. It's a great tool to help wake up your friends and family. And Alex Jones is so in support of this film. He is offering this special deal. When you buy two copies of Armageddon, you're going to get four Alex Jones films for free, Police State 4 and Police State Trilogy. So this is the unrated version. All of the scenes that Hollywood wanted to edit out, they forced those to be cut. Well, all of those scenes have been added back in to the original theatrical version. So this is going to be four total DVDs for less than $40 for just a limited time. That's exclusively at the InfoWarsStore.com. Support independent films. Expose the globalists. Help us take this fight to the next level. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also pick up for a limited time Living Defense. It's now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser. It is going to be sold out. We've been sold out for many months. So go ahead and secure your bottle today. It's at a discounted price. We're going to run out of this, and this is going to help you cleanse your body using organic herbs and enzymes. It's a natural cleanse. It gets those harmful organisms out of your body. That's 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Get it while supplies last. Now, going back to our guest, Ben Garrison, the website is grrrgraphics.com. So, Ben, what do you think about this? We see now independent film, independent artists. This is the way that we are getting this message out there. This is the way that we're having to take it to the streets because we don't get the support now of our supposed free press.
That's a good point, and I encourage everybody to support patriots like what you just mentioned. But it's also important to do it yourself. I encourage all the young people out there. I've had a lot of young artists write me, and I say, hey, you could be a cartoonist too. Just fight that inertia, the stuff that's keeping you from not doing it, and just get out there and start doing it. And I encourage everybody to be their own citizen muckraker, be their own squeaky wheel. Everybody can do something. Everybody has a talent to do something. And don't depend on the mainstream media to tell you the truth anymore. They're actually working hard against our own best interests. So my father fought in World War II, and he was in many battles. And then in 2008, when the banker bailout occurred, I thought to myself, well, what can I do? I never did anything for my country other than pay taxes. Well, what can I do? Well, I'm an artist. I'll start drawing some cartoons, and that's how it started. So everybody has a talent out there. Everybody can do something. So support all the patriots who are and independent journalists and alternative media, but also do some of this stuff yourself, even if it's just telling your friends and family and try to inform the people that are hypnotized into voting for Hillary simply because she's a woman and they want to do something historic. Try to inform and sway those people. We all have to sharpen our debate skills and try to talk them out of it.
Yeah, and surprisingly, a lot of people want to talk about politics this time around. And a lot of people can go out there, if you want a trigger-worthy T-shirt, they can actually go to your website, grrrgraphics.com, and pick up the Weekend at Hillary's T-shirt. Trigger your friends and family. Support those patriot artists out there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.